You had the double tree that you used to hook on each end.
Yeah.
And then the single tree where the mule hooked to.
Yes, sir. Did you have horses or?
Oh yeah, I owned horses. I owned horses till about 20 years ago, and then I owned a horse when I was 12 years old.
And you liked to ride?
I wanted for a dime in a lottery. And I had horses all my life. So I
you wanted it for 10?
10 cents. I bought it ticket on a lottery, you know. So they was raffling it off on a raffle. And I wanted it for a dime. And that horse lived till he was 24 years old.
He was a good horse.
A tree fell on him and killed him. When he was 24 years old, a tree killed him.
But you rode it, you liked to ride?
Oh, Lord, yeah, I rode that horse many times. Well, when I worked at San Emma, yeah, that's about a 4 mile ride. I used to ride a horse there every day to work.
Yeah.
And I had a car, yeah. I used to own a car, but I used to ride that horse. But that horse didn't cost nothing, you know, just I'd bring it down and he'd eat grass. He'd grass all day, huh? I'd tie him out through the grass when I get there. And when I get ready to come back, I'd put the saddle on and come back.
From here to Donaldsonville in the old days, that was a...
Well, we used to go out there on horseback, you know, that was a Saturday or Sunday trip. That was no week trip, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't no short distance, it was a...
Right. But we used to go out there. Young men used to go out there, you know, in town, Donaldsonville often. And they had a bridge on Bile Foos. Then when I was a young man, you had to pay a nickel across that bridge on horseback. One person on a horse used to pay a nickel across the bridge. No, where Bile Foos was open, you know, from the river. They didn't have, the water used to run down the bayou, you know, on Bile Foos from the river.
Did you ever use anything to urge your horses on, you know?
Whips? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, we had to.
On your buggy you have a?
You have a long whip on the buggy, and a ride on horse. We used to use spur most of the time, ride horse.
You put your...
But a good horse, you didn't need nothing. I never used nothing on a horse. Most horses, very few horses you had to use. If you treat him right, you didn't have to. If you fed him and you kept him in good shape, you know, you didn't have to. You didn't need too much whip to make him go where you want him to go. Those that you had to beat up and use spur to make him go, them that you didn't feed them. They just were getting by, you know, the best way they could.
What about some of the tools you used around the house, or around the place?
Well, we use the same thing we use now, holes and shovels.
To build carpenter tools, you use it?
Well, we use a hand plane, you know.
Uh-huh.
Made out of it. It was a wooden plane, you know, with a knife on it. You probably done seen them things. Some of them was about 12 inches long, others was about 18, some of them was three, 4 feet long, you know, made out of wood, plain.
And you drive nails?
I hatchet most of the time. At first, after that, them hammers came out, but most of the time it was a hatchet at first.
Okay.
The hammers came out afterwards.
Well, when you were cutting wood, what would you put it on? You see those X-shaped?
Well, say like if you wanted to plane a piece of the lumber,